Chapter 1493, The Shield of Blood and Horns. There were many troublesome enemies among the Lupus forces, but Austin had been given one of the most dangerous of them all, Broody, a warrior whose strength rivaled that of any Iron Fang. Unlike the others who had paired up to split their opponents, Austin had fought alone. Perhaps that was why he had decided he was the one who needed to push forward to cut through the chaos himself. The question gnawed at him now. What do I do next? He looked around. The Altereds were struggling. Against werewolves clad in beast gear, their efforts looked almost pitiful. Each Altered gave everything they had, but the clawed monsters simply refused to fall. For every blow they suffered, they returned two more with feral determination. Austin's jaw tightened. He knew that every opponent his allies faced was enough to put them on the back foot, and the battlefield itself was turning grim. Then his eyes lifted toward the restaurant, the Howler's stronghold, the place where dozens of his people had been defending against wave after wave. A body suddenly crashed through a second-floor window, slamming into the ground with a sickening thud, a regular human. Their chest no longer rose. A cold finality struck Austin's heart. Looks like I've made my decision. His eyes fell back on Broody, who lay defeated nearby. The former Iron Fang still clutched the handle of his shattered shield. Austin was sure he had destroyed it, had heard the crack when it split apart, but Broody's grip never loosened. They're all using beast gear, Austin muttered under his breath. He bent down and pried the handle from Broody's hand. The metal was strangely heavy, thrumming faintly with a pulse of energy. He didn't know what it could still do, but something told him it wasn't ordinary. With no space to store it, he simply carried it in one hand. There was no more time to waste. Horns glowing faintly, Austin ripped a portal open and charged through, thrusting himself forward as quickly as possible. His goal was clear now. I have to trust that the others can do their part. If I stop here, if I doubt them now, we'll all fall. He emerged just outside the restaurant's entrance, slamming his hooved feet into the ground to stop short so he wouldn't crash into his allies inside. With a snort of steam, he lowered his head and charged, breaking through the front doors in an eruption of splintered wood and dust. The moment he stepped in, chaos engulfed him, screams, claws scraping against tables, the clash of metal on flesh. A werewolf, hunched over one of the howlers, had its fangs buried deep in the man's shoulder. The victim's muffled cries filled the air. Austin didn't hesitate. He stormed forward, ripped the beast up by the scruff of its neck, and slammed it into the ground with bone-shattering force. Before it could recover, his fist, reinforced by the horns coiled around his forearm, plunged straight down. The jagged tip pierced through the werewolf's skull. Its body went limp instantly. Another set of claws hooked around his throat from behind. A second werewolf had leapt onto his back, trying to tear into him. Its fangs snapped, but Austin's horns jutted out too far, blocking its jaws from reaching his neck. Growling, he grabbed the beast by its arm and hurled it over his shoulder, sending it crashing to the floor. But there was no time to finish it. A third opponent was already upon him. Austin turned just in time to see the slash aimed at his ribs. He met it with a perfectly timed punch, his horn-wrapped fist cracking across the werewolf's jaw and sending it skidding across the floorboards. He spun, expecting the first one to be back on its feet. Instead, he froze. Blood sprayed into the air from the werewolf's throat, cut open by something invisible. The crimson droplets splattered against an unseen figure, and then the shimmer of a blade became visible. An anti-altered sword. The figure materialized, mask covering his face. Sorry, Kevin's voice came through, calm but strained. I'm trying to help as best I can. It's a good thing you're here. It's hard for all of us to keep up with this many werewolves. Austin blinked. Kevin. The boy wore Ghost's beast gear mask and clutched a scavenged anti-altered weapon. Somehow he was still alive, still fighting and putting both tools to deadly use. Before Austin could respond, a thunderous crash shook the entire restaurant. Screams erupted above them, followed by snapping wood. Midwack burst through the second-floor balcony, two werewolves dangling from his massive hands. Their skulls slammed into the ground with a sound like cracking melons, silencing them forever. Midwack stood amidst the wreckage, chest heaving, blood streaking across his arms. He looked like a monster himself, muscles taut, eyes burning. He had taken hit after hit, but consuming an Iron Fang's core earlier had left him brimming with raw power, even if he couldn't fully transform. The sight was enough to distract Austin for a heartbeat too long. A swipe came at his side. He raised his forearm in reflex clang. Austin's eyes widened. Instead of blood, there was metal, a a shield. He glanced down, realizing the handle he had been carrying had finally responded. A round shield had formed over his arm, gleaming with unnatural sharpness along its rim. Out of instinct, he swung it. The razor edge hummed to life, slicing cleanly through the neck of the attacking werewolf. Its head dropped to the floor, rolling across the blood-soaked boards. Austin stared at the shield in awe, then let out a breathless laugh. "This is more useful than I thought." Chapter 1494. The Face Beneath the Mask. Out on the battlefield, among the chaos of countless clashes, there was one fight everyone silently knew would be one of the hardest. From conversations earlier, they had been warned. One of the most difficult opponents to face was the mysterious werewolf wearing the iron mask. He wasn't just another beastly fighter. He was dangerous in a way that unsettled even the Altereds. And now, Innu and Apollo were standing right in front of him. The masked figure's presence was heavy. Each step he took seemed measured, deliberate, as though he were a seasoned warrior walking onto a dueling stage, not a frenzied monster caught in the madness of battle. "He really does look menacing," Innu muttered, raising his twin axes, gripping them tight. His attempt at humor carried a nervous edge. "But hey, how about going easy on me? I already took one of you guys down earlier. Taking out another one is going to be exhausting." His eyes narrowed, the smirk fading. "Though, if I do, that'll prove I should have been the one worthy of that altered serum back then." That thought burned in his chest. Austin had been given the serum, not him. Even if, in hindsight, Innu was grateful he hadn't been forced down that path, the feeling of being overlooked still lingered. Before he could spiral, Apollo roared and transformed, charging in on all fours. Like Austin, his massive size meant his acceleration started slow, but once his momentum built, it was like a runaway boulder. The ground trembled beneath his weight as he lunged for the iron-masked werewolf, claws wide, aiming to grapple him. The enemy moved with uncanny grace. Just before Apollo's hands could close, the masked werewolf stepped back, twisted, and pushed off Apollo's head with a palm strike. He vaulted cleanly over the giant wolf, landing behind him in a smooth arc. Claws extended, metallic nails flashing, he slashed down Apollo's back. The wounds cut deep, leaving long crimson streaks. Apollo bellowed, the pain driving his frenzy. Before the masked figure could strike again, Innu darted forward, axes raised. He swung down hard, sparks flying as metal met claws. Now it was Innu's turn to trade blows with the masked werewolf. Innu's movements were compact, sharp. Every strike came from the lessons he had drilled into himself countless times, fighting against altered hunters, gangsters, and now beasts. But as his axes clashed again and again with his opponent's claws, he realized something unnerving. This werewolf wasn't swinging wildly like a creature driven by instinct. No, every deflection, every parry was deliberate, precise. His claws didn't crash against Innu's weapons like blunt tools. They slid, redirected, and countered with frightening control. "This guy, he's fighting like a swordsman," Innu thought, sweat pricking his brow. His suspicion grew when a perfectly timed strike came, knocking one of his axes from his hands and sending it spinning through the air. The werewolf raised his claw to follow up, to cut him down while he was disarmed, but Apollo barreled in from the side, slamming into the masked figure with all his weight. The three of them crashed into the dirt. Apollo snarled, pinning the werewolf beneath his feet. Using what remained of his mental strength, he forced icy energy into the ground, freezing it around the werewolf's limbs, trying to hold him in place. "My axe, where's my axe?" Innu thought, panic flickering as his eyes darted across the field. He could have used his telekinesis, but his reserves were still recovering. He scrambled to retrieve it while Apollo struggled to keep their enemy pinned. "Why does this feel so familiar?" Innu's thoughts cut through the chaos as he replayed the short exchange. Those movements, that precision. He wasn't just clawing at me, he fought like a man trained with blades. Who even is the iron-masked wolf? We never saw him the last time we faced Lupus, so where did he come from? When Innu grabbed his axe, he turned back to see Apollo hammering strikes into the werewolf's face with both fists, one blow, then another, each one cracking louder than the last. But on the third swing, the iron-masked werewolf caught his wrists mid-strike. The claws clamped down, halting the giant's momentum. It became a battle of raw strength. Apollo pushed with all his might, muscles bulging, veins straining, the floor beneath them cracking from the pressure. The masked werewolf pushed back just as fiercely, his claws digging into Apollo's fur. If this were one-on-one, I don't think either of us could have lasted, Apollo realized. I only got him down because Innu distracted him. but I won't let go, not now, seeing the struggle in Nu acted. He raised his axe, chi swirling faintly around it. With a grunt, he hurled it forward, controlling its spin midair with his telekinesis. The weapon tore through the battlefield, spinning like a deadly saw, but just before it landed, the werewolf let out a guttural roar. He twisted Apollo's arms wide, breaking free of the pin. His claws shot forward, straight into Apollo's chest. Blood erupted across the mask as the claws pierced deep. Apollo gasped, his roar cutting short. A heartbeat later, the spinning axe crashed into the werewolf's face. The impact was brutal, knocking the iron-masked wolf back and rolling him across the ground. Apollo fell onto his side, breathing raggedly, his strength bleeding out with every drop of blood. Inu's eyes went wide as he looked back. The werewolf staggered to his feet. The axe blow had shattered the mask, fragments falling away to reveal the face beneath. What Inu saw made his chest clench. The creature's snout was still wolfish, but patches of skin stretched bare along the jawline. Less fur, more human. It wasn't the face of a beast, it was something caught in between. And with the mask gone, Inu's eyes widened as recognition struck. He knew this man. He finally realized who had been hiding behind the iron mask all along. Chapter 1495. The Iron Mask Falls. The moment the iron mask shattered and fell away, Inu froze. The face beneath, elongated by fur and the wolf's snout yet still carrying unmistakable features, struck him harder than any claw. There was no doubt. This wasn't just another lupus warrior. This was Blake's father. Memories flooded back, quick and sharp like blades. Back when they were altered hunters in training, he and Blake had sparred with the man more than once. His movements, his precision, it all matched. That was why the clash earlier had felt so eerily familiar. Now the truth weighed on Inu's chest like iron. It makes sense now, he thought grimly. Ilva, did she manage to turn him? Was he never really dead back then? If that was true, then Blake's father wasn't just a werewolf. He was a veteran fighter who had retained his years of training and skill, except now those skills were fused with the brutal strength and speed of a transformed beast. Which meant he wasn't just another opponent. He was a nightmare. But another question clawed at Inu's mind, sharper than fear. Do we even want to kill him? If Ilva and Lupus were defeated, if they could turn the tide of this war, perhaps there was a way to bring Blake's father back to the Howlers, back to his son. Maybe, just maybe, they didn't need to end him here. Whether Blake's father would even want to live on as a werewolf after years of hunting alters was another matter entirely. Still, the thought was there, the possibility, but one look at the battlefield reminded Inu just how fragile that hope was. They were already struggling to fight him, and even surviving this fight without dying was proving near impossible. To hold back to fight while trying to save him, that was almost laughable. If the others were here, if we could last the whole time, maybe it'd be possible, Inu told himself, though the doubt in his chest made the words feel hollow. His thoughts broke when he noticed movement from the ground. A massive white form that he had feared was already dead shifted slightly, blood-stained fur dragging against stone. Wait! He's not dead, Inu gasped aloud, voice cracking. The great white polar bear stirred. Apollo placed a paw-like hand against the ground and pushed himself upright, staggering, his broad chest heaving. Crimson rivulets dripped steadily from the wound across his torso, matting the fur. I've got a strong hide, Apollo grunted, forcing a grin despite the pain, and a stronger wall of muscle. His claws pierced the skin, sure, the attack damn near tore me in half, but it's not fatal. It was brave talk, but Inu could see the truth. Apollo's body trembled with strain. His healing factor, the miraculous ability that had saved him before, was already spent. He had triggered it once against Lupus, and such a gift could not be used twice. This time, his body would have to bear the damage on its own. Even so, Apollo's eyes burned with determination as they locked on Blake's father. The mask was gone, but the presence remained monstrous. This werewolf, Apollo muttered, tightening his fists, is a lot less frightening than going up against Lupus. Inu, watching the two titans square off again, made his own decision. He turned sharply, spotting a nearby werewolf in mid-swing at a battered howler. With a leap, he slammed both axes down into its skull, the blades cracking bone with a sickening crunch. Keep him busy for as long as you can, Inu shouted to Apollo, panting as he wrenched his weapons free. I'll clear the others and gather energy. By some time, I'll find a way to help you deal with him. Apollo didn't need to answer. The snarl twisting across his muzzle was answer enough. The iron-masked werewolf, Blake's father, charged. His movements were sharp, honed, nothing like the wild, feral lunges of the others. Apollo braced, lifting both massive arms to block. But at the last second, the wolf leapt, claws outstretched, raking down Apollo's back in a deep slash. The polar bear roared, spinning, but the werewolf had already redirected. One claw swiped, knocking Apollo's counterstrike aside, the blow angled perfectly to force his guard open. He wasn't just fast, he was precise. Every motion was the mark of a man trained to fight enemies stronger than himself. Altered hunter instincts, in new realized with dread, he's still fighting like one of them, except now he has a werewolf's body backing it up. A jab came, swift and vicious. The claw dug into Apollo's arm, splitting flesh in a clean puncture that sent blood running freely. The polar bear staggered, but his eyes narrowed. A spark flickered across his fur. Then another. In an instant, electricity crackled across Apollo's massive frame, dancing over his muscles and exploding outward in a sudden shockwave. The current arced into Blake's father, stunning him just long enough for Apollo to land a heavy counterstrike. The polar bear's paw smashed across the werewolf's face, sending him reeling back a step. "I was a fighter in the AFC," Apollo roared, chest heaving as arcs of lightning still leapt from his fur. "One of the top ranked. Back then I was limited to my elementals, but now," he raised his fists, his stance steady despite the wounds. "Now you're not the only trained fighter in this match." He meant every word. He had bled for every victory in the cage, had faced men who were faster, stronger, and more vicious than he was. This fight was no different. Meanwhile, Innu was carving his way through the battlefield. His axes sang through the air, fueled by his chi, each kill siphoning more energy into him through the artifact's unique effect. Werewolves fell one after another as he forced himself forward. Each drop of energy gathered mattered. Each ounce brought him closer to a plan that might save Blake's father instead of killing him outright. "Just a little more," he thought, his arms aching, sweat pouring into his eyes. "If I can gather enough energy, maybe there's still a way." The battlefield roared around them, steel clashing with claws, roars mingling with cries of pain. In the center of it all, Apollo and the iron-masked wolf tore into each other again, two warriors refusing to yield. And somewhere behind it all, Innu's hope burned faintly, a desperate chance to save Blake's father, even if it seemed impossible. Chapter 1496, Blake and Gary versus Ilva. The battlefield was chaos, screams, claws, steel, and bursts of energy colliding in every direction. Alterds fought with parts of their bodies torn open, while werewolves, ripped and bleeding, still lunged forward with relentless fury. Yet despite the constant bloodshed, one section of the field had been cleared. A strange pocket of space opened toward the back of the fighting, and there, standing tall like a figure of dread, was a wolf bathed in radiant white glow. The aura illuminated her body like moonlight made flesh. Ilva, and across from her, standing side by side, were Blake and Gary. Neither of them understood why this part of the battlefield was empty. The only explanation that made sense was that Ilva had cleared it deliberately, almost as if she had wanted them here. "Surprised," Ilva said, her tongue sliding across her lips as her glowing claws flexed, "that you didn't choose to deal with your father yourself. Tell me, Blake, are you really okay letting one of your allies kill your own blood?" Blake's grip on his swords tightened. In one hand, the unbreakable blade gleamed faintly. In the other, the cursed sword dragged heavy with its strange weight. Both trembled slightly, but his voice was steady when he answered. "Do you think my father would even want to live like that?" Blake's eyes hardened. "To be turned into something like this," Gary blinked, realization cutting through him. "Wait, one of the werewolves, Blake's father," he thought back to the iron-masked wolf, the one fighting Apollo and Innu, that had to be the one. Ilva chuckled, her fangs bared in a sharp grin. "Well, then you're a fool. You'd have had a better chance going after him than trying to face me." Light gathered around her hands, searing bright. In both palms, white, ethereal spears began to form, stretching long and sharp like the very weapons of gods. Blake raised his chin. "Are you sure about that? If I remember right, I wasn't doing half bad against you the last time we fought." With that, he burst forward. Gary charged as well, though he angled wide, circling so that they didn't rush side by side. He had already fought Ilva once, and he remembered too well how badly that had gone. This time, he wasn't going to rush in blindly. If Blake had a plan, Gary would follow his lead. Ilva's eyes tracked Blake. As he approached, she hurled one of her spears. The weapon blazed as it cut through the air. Blake dodged, the spear stabbing into the ground, yet even as it struck, A wave of white aura rippled outward. Blake's body froze mid-step, locked in place as though chains had wrapped around him. His muscles strained, but nothing moved. In that same instant, Gary reached Ilva, his massive hammer swinging with full force. The ground cracked as the weapon came down, but Ilva was already moving. Her body flowed back gracefully, her glowing figure almost untouchable. Then her long leg whipped forward, kicking Gary square in the stomach. The blow launched him across the field like a rag doll. He hit the ground, bounced, and skidded, his body aching like it had been struck by a cannonball. Before he could even recover, white nails shot from Ilva's hands, striking into his side and arms. Pain flared instantly and the area's hit went numb, the sensation stolen from his flesh. By then, Ilva had already turned toward Blake. He was still frozen, the aura locking him in place. She appeared in front of him in a blink, her claws raised high. "Move, move, damn it, move," Blake screamed inside his own head. His vision lit up. The mysterious white line appeared, guiding him. Just as Ilva's claw descended, his body jerked into motion. His sword swung perfectly, chi bursting through his muscles. Steel clashed against claw, deflecting the deadly strike. Blake's other blade slashed instantly, guided by instinct and the strange sight in his vision, aiming for her ribs. The strike was flawless, but instead of piercing through, his blade struck something unseen. His sword rebounded as though he had struck armor, the white energy that clung to Ilva's body shimmering and dispersing the blow. Before he could react, Ilva's claws came crashing down again. Blake raised both swords overhead to block. Even with chi reinforcing his body, the weight behind her strike was overwhelming. His arms went numb, his bones rattled, but his stance held, barely. Then Gary came again. Despite the numbness spreading through his body, he launched himself from the side, hammer raised. He poured chi into his legs, the burst of speed propelling him faster than a wolf's lunge. The hammer crashed down, but Ilva leapt lightly backward, the strike smashing into the ground instead. The impact shook the earth, cracks spiderwebbing out, and the shockwave of chi exploded outward. Dust and energy surged across the field, catching Ilva at the edges, yet when the air cleared, she stood untouched. Gary grimaced. Nothing, not even a scratch. Ilva's grin widened. "Did you think last time was anything more than me toying with you? I'm stronger now, far stronger." Her long tongue dangled loosely as she licked her lips, her glowing body radiating dominance. That was the problem. Gary tightened his grip on his hammer. He knew his weapon's secret. If he could land two strikes in the same spot, the second blow would trigger the hammer's devastating critical effect. With that, he might be able to wound her, maybe even finish her. But there was one fatal flaw. Ilva always knew where he was going to strike. She moved like she had already seen the battle play out before it began. Blake, on the other hand, could hit her. His mysterious power let him see the exact moment to strike, the perfect line of attack. Combined with his twin blades, he could keep her on the defensive. The problem was his strikes didn't carry enough weight. His swords cut true, but they bounced harmlessly off her white aura, leaving her untouchable. One could hit her but not hurt her. The other could hurt her but not hit her. And between those two problems stood Ilva, stronger, faster, and smiling as though she had already won. Chapter 1497, Blake's Sight, Gary's Resolve. Blake and Gary both knew deep down that they were outmatched. Every clash with Ilva screamed the same truth. She was faster, stronger, and more terrifyingly relentless than either of them. And yet, what choice did they have? They couldn't simply stand aside and do nothing. If there was one silver lining, it was that by focusing all of her fury on them, Ilva was too occupied to wreak havoc elsewhere. Their resistance, no matter how desperate, was keeping the battlefield from descending into even greater chaos. But Blake refused to think in terms of survival or delay. His heart was set on something far more absolute. He didn't want to wait out the 30 minutes for reinforcements or for the howlers to somehow turn the tide of battle around him. He wanted to be the one to end Ilva here and now. More than that, he wanted to be the one to sever the chain, to destroy her and bring an end to Lupus's werewolf form once and for all. The others might be able to fend off the lesser attackers if given enough time. But only he, Blake thought, could deliver the killing blow to the Luna herself. So he surged forward, swords in hand. This time Gary didn't hang back. He rushed alongside Blake, practically running ahead of him like a shield. "You fools," Ilva snarled, her voice sharp and mocking. "You think I don't see through this pathetic plan?" Two spears of pure moonlit energy flared into existence, and she hurled them both in a single motion. Blake and Gary swerved the same direction to dodge, but one of the spears curved unnaturally in the air, slamming straight into Gary's side. In the same instant, Ilva's long legs coiled like springs, launching her across the battlefield. She crashed into Gary before he could steady himself, kicking him with both legs and sending him smashing against the ground. Her claws rose, gleaming with cold white light, ready to shred him apart. But Blake was already there, both swords arcing upward, meeting her nails head-on. Sparks of chi crackled as steel clashed against enchanted claws. The block was shaky, barely holding her off, but it was enough to stop the killing blow. Ilva's fangs bared as she turned her rage on him, claws flashing in furious succession. Blake stood his ground, deflecting strike after strike, his blades weaving desperately to cover every opening. His arms screamed from the force of each impact, but somehow her claws kept missing their mark, slipping just to the side of his chest, his face, his throat. She couldn't understand it. She was faster. She was stronger. She had far more energy coursing through her body. Yet her attacks were being deflected as if Blake could see them coming. To test it, Ilva leapt back and launched a hail of razor-sharp nails. In her Luna form, even a glancing blow could paralyze her enemies, freezing them just long enough for her to finish them. But Blake's blades were already moving, tracing invisible paths through the air. Each swing cut precisely where it needed to, slicing her nails into harmless fragments before they ever touched him. "I can see it," Blake realized, eyes wide, breath heavy. The lines in my vision. I don't know why, but in battle these glowing threads appear. They show me the perfect path to strike, the exact movement I need to make. It's like I can see her future. And as long as I follow the lines, I can block everything. I can even counter. The mysterious ability flooded his vision, lines overlapping in endless motion, guiding his blades to every critical point. His exhaustion was mounting, sweat dripping down his face, but his will burned stronger than ever. For the first time, he felt like he could truly fight her head-on. From the side, Gary rejoined the fray. He swung his massive hammer in a wide arc, aiming to crush Ilva while she was engaged with Blake. But Ilva was already twisting her body before the hammer even neared her. She spun, the spear in her hand forming once again, and she hurled it into Gary's back. His muscles locked, freezing him in place for a fraction of a second, long enough for her claws to rake across his chest, tearing through his clothes and flesh. He was flung back, skidding across the dirt. Blake seized the opening. With a roar, he thrust his chi-powered sword forward, aiming straight for her chest. For a heartbeat, it seemed perfect. His vision had shown him the strike, and his timing was flawless. But at the last moment, the shimmering barrier of the moon's power flared around Ilva. The blade struck the shield, rebounded, and Blake felt the shock rattle up his arms. Ilva's claws came down like guillotines, and Blake barely crossed both swords above his head in time. The impact reverberated through his bones, numbing his arms, but the unbreakable sword held true. Before she could press the advantage, Gary hurled himself back into the fight. His chest bled freely, his movement slowed, but his endurance and sheer toughness carried him forward. He swung his hammer down with all the chi-enhanced strength left in him. Ilva smirked and skipped back effortlessly, letting the hammer crash into the ground, splitting the earth and sending shockwaves in every direction. Energy exploded outward, even brushing her with raw chi, but it only made her flinch for a moment before she straightened, utterly unharmed. "Did you think last time was luck?" Ilva taunted, her long tongue sliding across her lips as she smiled. "You're fools if you think things will play out the same again. I am stronger now, so much stronger." Blake's chest heaved, his grip trembling. Gary staggered but forced himself upright again. Both of them knew the truth, they weren't winning. Gary's thoughts swirled grimly. "I told Blake not to worry about me. My role is clear, I can take the hits. I built my body for endurance to act as a shield. Even without transformation, I'm still a tank. As long as I stand, I can keep her busy." But he also knew there was a terrible flaw. His hammer needed two clean hits in the same spot for the critical ability to trigger. Yet Ilva's premonition-like movements made her untouchable, always one step ahead. Blake, on the other hand, had found a way through. His strange, vision-guided strikes were landing, but the force behind them wasn't enough to truly pierce her. His lines showed him the where and the when, but not the power to break her divine defenses. The question that weighed on both their minds was the same: how could they possibly win? Chapter 1498, The Critical Strike. The critical strike playing the tank role was something Gary could continue to do over and over, but the nagging doubt clawed at the back of his mind, Were they really making any progress at all? Blake could see the truth clearer than anyone. Even when he perfectly timed his strikes, when he followed the guiding white lines in his vision and slipped his swords into the smallest of gaps, his attacks were doing nothing. The blades connected, yes, but the damage was so shallow it was almost insulting. It was reaching the point where Ilva didn't even bother to block anymore. She let the swords graze her, mocking him with every contemptuous smirk. Eventually, Blake knew his body would fail him. His stamina would run dry, his vision would blur, and then the white lines would vanish. Without them, his technique would fall apart, and when that happened, there would be no question of victory, they would lose. Still, he fought with all he had. His blades cut against her claws in a clash of sparks, each swing timed at the perfect second. Gary once again recovered enough to rush forward. Ilva, anticipating him, formed another of her ethereal spears. The moonlight condensed in her palm, lengthening into a shining white lance. She had already read his path. She knew exactly where Gary would be, but Blake didn't let her. Sometimes you can't rely on powers you don't understand, he told himself. Sometimes you just trust yourself. He charged forward, chi exploding from his legs as he kicked off the ground. His body became the shield. The spear that was meant for Gary pierced him instead, freezing him mid-stride. Ilva blinked in surprise. She hadn't planned that outcome, not at all. Gary didn't hesitate. He roared as the massive warhammer materialized in his grip, both hands locking tight around the haft. This time he pushed himself further than ever, pouring every shred of chi he had into his arms. The weapon came down in a devastating arc, faster than he had ever swung it before. The hammer struck Ilva's chest. The barrier of moonlight that had shielded her body lit up, glowing brighter and brighter until fractures spread through it like shattered glass. The weapon smashed through, slamming into her ribs. For the first time, Ilva faltered, her arms shaking from the impact. But she wasn't beaten. With a snarl of fury, she yanked the hammer towards her, dragging Gary in close, and slammed her fist directly into his chest. He flew backwards, bouncing across the ground as blood spewed from his mouth. Minus 100 HP, damn it. That one nearly emptied my bar completely, Gary groaned, clutching his ribs. Before Ilva could finish him, Blake forced his battered body forward. He screamed, twin swords blazing with chi as he unleashed a relentless barrage of slashes. He had seen the crack Gary's hammer left, and he wasn't about to waste the chance. He ignored the guiding white lines, throwing caution to the wind. His swords cut toward her chest with everything he had. One blade landed, carving a thin scratch across her chest right where the armor had fractured. But Ilva retaliated viciously. Her claws raked across his shoulder, tearing flesh, blood running down his arm. You fool, Ilva spat, blood dripping from her own lips now. Do you really think this pathetic desperation can kill me? Her claws came crashing down, and Blake caught them with his indestructible sword. But the power behind the strike reverberated through his body, shaking him to his core. His teeth rattled, blood filling his mouth until he spat red onto the ground. Seeing both opponents broken and staggering, Ilva summoned another spear. The first she hurled wide, missing Blake, but the second struck home. Moonlight clamped around him, freezing him in place once more. Then I'll rid myself of the most annoying one first, Ilva sneered, claws raised, but Blake only smiled. His bloody teeth glistened under the moonlight. Ilva froze, instinct screamed at her. She turned, too late. Gary was already on his feet, moving faster than she expected, hammer raised once more. She twisted her body and swung her fist out. The blow met his arm with a sickening crunch, nearly shattering the bones outright. Pain tore through Gary's arm like fire, but he didn't stop. If you hit her twice in the same place, Blake shouted, coughing blood, you said the hammer would trigger, so do it, prove it. Ilva's eyes flicked down. That was when she saw it, the weapon embedded in Gary's leg, the strange sword Blake had dropped earlier. The sword that anchored its wielder, stopping them from being knocked away. Blake hadn't told him to use it. He hadn't needed to. Gary had understood, watching his teammate fight, watching him sacrifice everything to buy him time. Now the plan was clear. Gary's free arm drew back, hammer thrumming with chi. He swung, the demon-tier weapon surging with power. The impact landed squarely on Ilva's chest, the exact same place as before. This time the warhammer erupted with radiant blue light, glowing brighter and brighter until it seemed to tear at the very air. The special effect activated, a critical strike. The sound was apocalyptic. Her ribcage cracked like splintering stone, shockwaves bursting outward. The ground itself quaked, dust rising in waves. Ilva's body convulsed as blood gushed from her mouth, her head snapping back under the sheer force of the blow. For the first time, the Luna looked shaken. The battlefield stilled. Every fighter nearby felt the shockwave, altered and werewolf alike pausing mid-strike as the sound reverberated across the night sky. Chapter 1499. When the Moon Devours Hope. Gary had poured every last ounce of his strength into the strike, channeling everything he had trained for, everything he had learned in countless battles. He even drew the hidden force that resided within the weapon itself, squeezing out every drop of its power, because, deep down, he wasn't sure if he'd ever get another clean shot. The war hammer came down like a judgment from the heavens. The blow slammed brutally into Ilva's chest, and in that instant time seemed to still. Blood erupted from her mouth in a wet spray, and her long arms hung slack, dragging down by her sides as her knees buckled. She was hurt badly, almost fatally, and Gary wasn't the only one who saw it. "I have to finish her now," Blake shouted, his voice raw with desperation. His eyes burned, his face twisted with exhaustion and rage. He dug deeper, further than he ever had before. His body screamed at him to stop. His legs felt like lead, and each breath rasped like fire in his lungs. He could collapse at any second, but with Ilva reeling in front of him, bleeding, vulnerable, he forced himself to charge forward. A weakened Ilva raised her hand and hurled a glowing white spear. Blake barely managed to sidestep, but a second spear immediately followed. Just like the many times before, Gary threw himself into its path. The weapon struck his body and froze him in place, his muscles locking stiff as the energy coursed through him. Sliding across the bloodstained grass, Gary blocked the way, his body trembling, unable to move further. Still, his sacrifice had given Blake the opening he needed. Blake tore the sword free from Gary's leg, the metal slick with blood, and sprinted ahead. His boots dug into the soil, blades dragging sparks as he pushed every ounce of speed into his final charge. When he reached Ilva, he leapt high into the air. Her claws lashed upward to swat him down, but his sword met them mid-swing, knocking her strike wide. The power behind it was far weaker than before. She was crumbling. With a savage thrust, Blake drove his blade straight into her chest. It slid through flesh easier than he expected, almost too easily, as though her protective aura had shattered completely. And yet, he could still feel the coiled tension of her hardened muscles resisting the strike, keeping the sword from driving all the way through. Ilva roared in fury and swung wildly, her clawed hand raking toward Blake the moment he landed. Gritting his teeth, Blake pulled the sword free and raised both blades to block. The impact shook him to his core. Every muscle tore like paper, his bones rattled under the weight of her fury. The shockwave drove the breath from his lungs, but he refused to fall. Following the faint white line his vision revealed, he lunged forward, slashing across her chest. The strike carved into her already wounded body. And while Ilva staggered, dazed, Gary broke free from the paralysis. His body was battered and heavy, but with sheer will, he swung his war hammer once more. The blow crashed against the back of her foot, sending a crack rippling through her leg. Ilva dropped to one knee, her body trembling with pain. She tried to stand, but Gary had no intention of letting her recover. With one last burst of strength, he swung the hammer from the side, the weapon smashing into the side of her skull. The force spun her body and hurled her to the ground. Gary's hands trembled violently. His fingers could hardly hold onto the weapon anymore. Before he dropped it entirely, the hammer shimmered and shrank, reverting into its earring form. His strength was gone. His body sagged, drained beyond belief. He could barely breathe, let alone move. And yet sheer willpower drove one person forward. Dragging both swords through the dirt, Blake advanced slowly. Each step was labored, but his determination was unbreakable. "You," Blake hissed, his voice breaking as he stared down at Ilva. "You killed my father, then you twisted him, changed him into that thing. You are a monster that doesn't deserve to live in this world." "Wait," Gary's voice rang out, strained and weak. Stumbled, nearly collapsing as blood trickled from his mouth. Drawing so much from the war hammer had drained him to the bone. "Blake, don't do it. We might need her alive." But Blake didn't stop. He loomed over Ilva. She lay on her back, her breath shallow and ragged, her body shaking. Even she was barely holding on. A critical blow like the one Gary had landed would cripple most beings. Even a Luna werewolf would struggle to survive. But they all knew werewolves recovered fast. Too fast. If left alive, Ilva would rise again. Blake lifted both swords. His eyes were bloodshot, his jaw clenched tight. His heart screamed for vengeance. "Die," he roared, plunging both blades into her chest where her heart should be. The sword sank deep, twisting as he forced them further and further in, his anger fueling his strength. Ilva coughed, her lips curling into the faintest of smiles despite the agony. Her voice was faint, weak, but her words carved a new terror into the air. "You." "Fool," she rasped. "Now that I'm gone, who will stop him? Who will pull him back from his rage? With me dead, nothing remains to control him." Blake screamed, his fury boiling over. He thrust the swords deeper still, pushing until the tip scraped against the ground beneath her. Her body shuddered, then went limp. Ilva was gone. Blake's chest heaved, his vision blurring with exhaustion and rage. And then Gary, dragging his gaze toward the battlefield beyond, felt his heart sink. In the distance, a colossal figure still raged. A towering alpha, bloodstained and unstoppable, its aura wild and feral. Lupus. He hadn't calmed. He hadn't reverted. Even with Ilva gone, Lupus still fought in his true alpha form, and nothing, it seemed, could stop him now.